Now, if you ask me personally, one major that I should look back into my life last 25 years, if you ask me, if we will rewind your life and give you one thing and then start again, right, the one thing that I will say that I would have changed is the importance that I will place now on that word instruction. And if there's one major skill successful people have, as I have observed, is that they understand the difference between perseverance and stubbornness. In other words, one who perseveres maintains their declaration. They tell you that this will be the outcome. We are going to get to this point. They keep pushing for it. However, they do that with an understanding that things will eventually work out so long as they remain focused on their objective. And number two, they adjust to the lessons, right, that they need to learn. In other words, they know. They have walked the path, so they understand that this thing will come to pass, and they're declaring it. And they build it on two things. Number one, I will be focused. What does that mean? I will exclude all other thoughts from my mind apart from the thoughts, all right, that are towards this objective that I want to attain unto. Number two, there are lessons that I'm going to learn on this journey. And therefore, once I get to the certain point where there are signs that I've got to learn a lesson, I will open up myself and apply my heart to instruction and make the necessary adjustments that I need to make. But to the person who is stubborn, they think, all right, that, you know, they are principled by just refusing to change. That's not being principled, that's being rigid. Are you following me? In other words, there's nothing you want to tell them. They say, look, this way, they feel that that's what we're dogged, all right, about it. It's not even about, all right, the end point. It is about the fact that they hold on to their opinion, all right, and rate their own opinions higher than every other person. So they stick to it. People try to talk to them. They try to advise them. They say things here and there until people leave them alone because they know they are not people that listen. Now, the problem here is that the consequence is what I found out. Of the errors of such people is borne by the collective and not just themselves. In other words, when they stick to these things and then there's trouble, a lot of people are going to be affected by the trouble. That is, when they blow it and everything is damaged and they say, look, this business adjusted this way and they don't and I've lost all the money, then some other people, friends, family, have to now carry the load, right, of their responsibility, and they have no empathy. They feel that that's how life is. Are you following what I'm saying? They just feel that's how life is. And it's because the cycle there where you now become a teenager, they have not come out of that emotional state where you feel that being an adult is now confronting your parents and proving that you know more than them. Are you following what I'm saying there? When you know you don't know more than them. All right? Yeah, you don't know more than them. But you've never come out of that. So, you want to prove a point. Anybody you meet, you want to show that I know more than them. They meet somebody in authority, might be more productive than them. The point of, you know, their identity is that I know more than this person. We had a meeting once with the Archbishop in Hausa, and he said, it was minister's conference, and people were preaching. He said, some of you are looking here, and you are down, that I didn't invite you to preach. He said, don't forget something. He said, our robots taught me this. He said, we went for an international faith conference, and he said, Abbas told us, those are the people that are not speaking, you are the blessed people because you are going to learn. Those that are speaking will not learn anything because they are telling us what they know. You know what you find out? Those who are speaking, if they are not careful, they won't implement what they are saying. You can't transfer to your children the inheritance of speech. But those that implemented it will have property to give. Are you following what I'm saying? I think it was Dr. Bill Winston that said this once ahead. He said when a rocket is going to the moon, the way they do it is that they lock within that rocket there, all right, the coordinates of its destination, which means it's inside. Then they fire the rocket. They don't fire it towards its destination. They just fire the rocket. Because you don't know where it is. So you just fire. But you've locked it. And so, as the rocket starts going, maybe every 3 minutes it adjusts. 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 Eventually, it will get there. And what we are saying is, when you are going for something, it will take that adjustment to get there. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 23, it says this, Proverbs 6 and verse 23 here. It tells us that, all right, for the commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the way of life. Which means the corrections that you get, which means who is on the way of life, is the person who is getting corrections as they are going. They are on the way. A person who has never been corrected, who says, I know how to get there, is not on the way. You want to know the right way, you'll be making corrections to be coming there as you're going on there. Proverbs 15 and verse 33 tells us, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. Before honor is what? Humility. In other words, any person who, I will say this, is in a position of honor, they are coming out of a time of expressing humility here. And humility is not, yes sir, yes sir. How are you, sir? We'll see what it is now. Because you can be very stubborn and be saying, yes sir. Are you following what I'm saying? You listen to nobody. I say, even the person I say yes sir to you, you think you know more than the person. It says before, and there are many things we now attribute. It's just lack of instruction, not knowing how to do it. But we now attribute it to various things. Because we don't think it's lack of instruction, that we know how to do it. So we say it's generational curse. We say it's the devil. Are you following what I'm saying here? I want to show you it's not devil, it's God resisting you. Because the Bible says God resists the proud. We bind, we do all kinds of things, but it's simply lack of instruction and not knowing, all right, that lesson you need. So people get up and say, well, I'm going to build a business, and they don't feel they need to be instructed. They don't feel that, you know, I need to know something. They feel that, you know, I want to, you know, all right, people will go and say, I went to a bank and I needed to get a loan, all right, and they didn't give me the loan. These useless people, and they don't feel that. Maybe I didn't present it properly. Maybe I didn't, I don't know. No. I've told you there are useless people there. You go there to get a visa, they refuse. You say, look at them, wicked people. That woman never gives any, I know, when you start saying these things, your folly, if you just look around, will be made manifest. Because after you said this person doesn't give visa, two people that came after you, they gave them. But you never attribute it, all right, to lack of proper presentation. Maybe there's something wrong with the way I'm doing things. Then if you get home and you are surrounded, I'm sorry to say this, all right, by quote unquote now fools, then they reinforce that once you get home and say, I told you. I'll say in scripture there. That when you understand the power of instruction, if you hire somebody, the person stole money and left, you don't blame and say to yourself, look at this useless child. Came here and they say they are Christians. They go to church. Useless people. You ask yourself, how did I miss it? Were there signals? That's how you grow. Was the body language there? Was something mentioned to me? That's how I look at things now. I did something once. I was talking to somebody. I called and said, you know, you warned me. When I was going to make this call, you told me. You mentioned it, the pastor. I said, maybe you told me. Now, 1 Peter 1:5 tells us, all right, that God resists the proud and he gives grace, right, to the humble. Now, look at Proverbs. This one is powerful. Proverbs 13 and verse 18. Very powerful scripture. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. Poverty and what? Shame. That is, they brought instruction, you refused it. Now, I'm not talking about message now. Listen, they asked Gloria Copeland, they said, ma'am, somebody asked, how come several people sat under Kenneth Hagin, but you people grew and you are what you are? She said, All of us listened to the message and understood it, but we heard the instructions and implemented it. You can listen to a message, and this is what I found out. I'm saying this, sometimes I side both ways, but this is what I found out. People who got born again after school, who are business people, this is what I've seen about them. Who got born again, business, or they got born again. They are more inclined to listen to instructions. When they are listening to a message, they are finding out the points they can apply to their life to change their life. Those that got born again on campus are more theoretical and academic. They are the ones that argue doctrine. Are you from? They are the ones that argue all these things. People that do not argue all these things. All right? Because when you're on campus, you're absorbing knowledge, but you aren't using it. No, your father was paying your school fees, you didn't believe for rent. So the way you understood the gospel was theoretical. The Greek word isn't this, the second Greek word isn't that. Listen to me, no, it means hupapotos, this means to, you see? You weren't implementing it. Now, it takes deliverance. Do you understand what I'm saying, yeah? I'm there. And deliverance means you think you're a champion until life tells you, oh God, if you don't change something, your nakedness will be apparent to you. People will just be saying, like one lady came to meet me. One time I was struggling. She said, I was somewhere and they were talking about growing church and some people's churches are not growing. And she used to be my fellow, she said, Your face was just flashing. So I understand the instruction now. All right? Then it says in Proverbs, now to those of you that say it's money I need. Proverbs 8 and verse 10. Please read this. Money I need. It says, receive instruction and not silver. Knowledge rather than choice gold. You know the meaning of that in this language? Books, $1 million. You choose books. Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? They say, what do you want? These are powerful books successful people have read. There's $1 million. Take. You say, what? Okay, I know what you are saying. You will collect your $1 million and go and buy the books. All right, so. No, but they are saying that you can't buy the books. You choose one. Either you take choice gold or you take what? Instruction. Now, go on and see what it emphasizes here. For wisdom is better than rubies. And all things, not some, all things that may be desired cannot be compared. It says they are not on the same level. You can't do what? Compare. Now, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 5 that if you will look back into your life and have any form of regrets, it wants to tell us why the regrets will be there. Quickly, Proverbs 5 here and verse 9. It says, from verse 9, lest thou give thine honor unto others and thy years unto the cruel, lest strangers be filled with thy wealth and thy labors be in the house of a stranger, and thou mourner at the last. In other words, we are full of regret. That's what mourning means. And when thy flesh and body are consumed. In other words, there you now have understood, but you don't have the strength to implement again. You understand this? You are now awake. As Bishop T.D. Jakes said once, he said many times, when people discover what life is, they are gray-haired. They have seen it, but their body can't carry it out again. A minister told me on the plane once, said, we told somebody this. He said he refused to hear. He said we repeated, he refused to hear. He said today, he says, you people were right 20 years ago, but I'm too old to effect it. And let me tell you, when we look at today, this instruction doesn't necessarily mean it's coming directly from God. In fact, it's humility, so it's coming from man. The angel appeared to Cornelius, angel, and gave him serious knowledge. Sent for one Simon, gave him the address of the house, exactly where he is, what he will be doing. Why didn't the angel stop? Tell me what you will tell me now. He said, who will tell thee words? It's part of the process of humility. When God causes something to produce fruit, he says the seed for reproduction is in that thing. You get what I'm saying? That's the order of God. Proverbs 5, verse 9, it tells us, lest thou give thy honor, strangers are filled with thy wealth. Thou mourn and thy flesh are consumed. And what do you say? And say, how I hated instruction. And my heart despised reproof. And I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, which means they told me. And to them that did what? Instructed me. So when you are in difficulty, this is something. All right, I'll close Deuteronomy chapter 8. And you'll see that this is the power to get well. This is actually the power. Deuteronomy chapter 8 here. So before you point that sign of maturity, you take responsibility for it. Before you point and say it's because of that person. It's because of the person I married. She's a devil. But you. I can't even forget what somebody said. All right? I'm going to look for it. Right? Well, this person is a devil. But how did you two choose? There must be some devil in you. Deuteronomy 8 here. And verse 1. It says, all these commandments which I have commanded this day, thou shalt observe to do, that you may live and do what? Multiply. So the secret of your multiplication is the commandments he has given, the instruction. And go in and possess the land which I swore to thy fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way that I led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. First of all, to humble you. Which means as I was leading you, you felt you knew the way, so you had to be humbled. All right? Just to surrender and say, okay, I don't know the way. Said, we struggle just to humble you, right? And to prove you to know what was in your heart, which means, and then to test you. That scripture there means, what it's saying there is that, all right, we had to test whether you had learned the lesson. Now, so, you felt you knew the way, then something happened, then if you had learned the lesson, you will know that if something goes wrong, you weren't expecting, you go straight to God and say, God, what's happening here? Teach me. But instead of responding that way, it says, you responded again and erred in your heart and was shouting, I don't know why they're doing this. He said, you have not learned the lesson. The lesson here is when anything moves in your environment you don't understand, you go to God, teach me. You come to the waters, they are bitter, don't complain. God, there must be something I can do here, teach me. Then he says, take that and throw it into it and the waters will become sweet. That you don't murmur and complain, you've learned the lesson, that you don't err in your heart. What you understand is that you hit against some, you know, limitation, teach me, Lord. That's the thing he wanted to them there. And then he said, whether you will keep my commandments or not. And I humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger. So you understand dependence, all right, upon me. And then fed you with manna, which thy fathers knew not. That you may know that man doesn't live by bread alone. Or you might realize that it's not food isn't everything, all right, in life. But that real life comes from obeying every instruction you get from God. Now, is that right? God said food. Because food, therefore, must be a major problem. All right? And we must understand that when Jesus was going to be tempted, the first temptation was food. When man fell, don't forget, it was what? What he will eat. So this eating thing must be a spiritual thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Bible says, woe to a land whose king, a people that eats for pleasure. It's a child. Just eats. He doesn't even know what to eat, just eats. But that one is a prince, which means they eat for strength. So what he's telling us, and Jesus said that, why did you miss the opportunity? He said, your heart was overcharged. Which means overworked through drunkenness and overeating. And let me tell you, and it's very spiritual, if you are so disturbed by food, do you get what I'm saying here? Which means that just one meal, you have 365 days, you have over 75 years, yet one meal disturbs, you are destabilized. There is a serious problem. One meal, you have lost, world war has started, there is a serious problem. Are you following what I'm saying here? Because food is just for strength, so you can do your work. And when you overeat, let me tell you what happens. Your spirit, instead of getting thoughts for you and all of that, is using, I'm telling you what happened, using all this energy to digest food. No, you're laughing. I'm saying to you, look, listen. Why do you think when people are ill, the body refuses food? It's trying to heal itself. That don't give me more wahala. Let me first of all, because you just overload the body, you know, what it doesn't need, what it needs, and says, why are you doing this to us? Yeah, you're just eating. Why are you doing it? You're just eating. Listen, one day I observed something. The most strategic flight in the world in business, where you have financial guys in the world.